You are now listening to the RWO PDR Podcast. And our sponsors for the show,
RealWorldPDR.com, respect the craft.
And DentMatePro.com, your simple solution for invoicing and estimating. And music by DJ Prime. What's up, guys? Mike here with the RWO PDR Podcast, the real world order of PDR. We've got an amazing episode tonight. Episode, I don't know, 32, 3, 4, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I can't read, I can't count, I wouldn't know.
But I've got an amazing guest on tonight.
Multiple amazing guests.
He is the Reaper of Souls. He created the Dents and Dreams PDR Podcast. He is my friend and just an awesome fucking dude, Mr. John Vidine, everybody.
Oh, my God. Forget about it. Listen, if you want to talk about an amazing dude, you talk about the creator of the RWO PDR Podcast, Bo Life. You talk about the creator of Dentmate, Dentmate AU.
You're welcome, Australia.
They're going to say you're a good cunt.
Hey, I think.
You're a good cunt, Mike.
You're a good cunt, Mike.
John Field, love you, baby. That's my boy.
You got to love Australia, and you got to love everything and everything PDR.
Right.
What a fucking amazing weekend we've had.
God damn, man. It's been tiring, but fucking fun.
Blurry. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. I got in Thursday night. I got to hang out with Chris Dale and Michael Duguid. Thursday night, we drank way too much whiskey.
Way too much.
Yeah, I mean, an abnormally high amount of whiskey, would you say? More than
usual. Well, let's show them what we're drinking, John. I mean,
oh, we got TX whiskey tonight.
So again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We are just finished the Anson Open House today here in Burleson, Texas. Great time. A lot of technicians here today. Oh, we had a great fucking
that
day.
That turnout was huge, dude. Yes. Like, how many people do you think were there?
I'd say at least 200 or
200
more. 200
plus,
or more,
yeah.
Easy, man.
We had 300. Anything more than 300?
I've been drinking beer all day, so I don't know.
There was a lot of people there. I can't count.
Right.
But yeah, it was a lot. It was way more than I thought.
Right.
And it was a blur of awesomeness.
Yeah. I had a great time, man. I had a great
so
fucking
cool.
time.
And dude, that facility?
Fuck.
Forget about it.
It was ridiculous, man. Like the bathroom was nice. When your bathroom's nice, I mean, for real. You know?
Everything's nice. They put a lot of really nice finishing touches. Like Christina gave me a tour the day before. I went there on Friday. I got a tour.
Well, it's because you're VIP, John. So
I didn't get a tour,
but you know.
Actually, Anson does carry a couple of the Reaper
products.
That's
true.
If you want Reaper pick with the tequila stainless hub on it, or maybe a Reaper raw with the tequila stainless hub.
You can pick that up at AnsonPDR.com.
Pick that up at AnsonPDR.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or DanReaper.com.
Whatever. Or DanReaper.com.
You know what? Whatever floats your boat.
Right.
All right.
Well, let me give a shout out to Craig Dyer, Christina, Vince, the whole crew, Chris.
Oh, the Anson family. Yeah.
Chris Thank Biggs, you guys. They
paid all of them.
They
busted their tails.
Right, absolutely, tails. Absolutely.
And they put it together right.
They
everything was
top notch, man. I mean, They had food, beer, water. I mean, you name it, just everything, man. They were
everything your little heart desires.
I mean, honestly, when I was there, I felt like I was at like Dillard's or Target of PDR tools.
Right. Yeah.
Literally, like, I ain't gonna say Walmart because Walmart, this is
that's
not Walmart.
Trashy.
Yeah,
that's trash.
We
don't want
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
We were at
Walmart.
Like a high end mall. Like, you walk in, there's glue.
Glue wall on the back. From
ridiculous.
Floor
man.
To ceiling glue.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got the hub tools hanging in rows. They got glue tabs, accessories, everything.
Man, it was
everything.
It was unreal, man. Like, the food truck. I mean, fuck. They had tacos, man.
Okay.
They were Taco Bell. We're talking tacos.
I saw them. Here's the thing. I might have had a couple too many the night before, and my tummy was a little rumbly, and I did not get in line for the tacos because I had a long road to get back to right and level. And
we were worried about you. On the tacos. So about 12 o'clock, I was starting to worry about you, man. I was like, "Where is Vadim at?" And
you know where I was? I was in the hoots hole.
We got to talk. We'll talk about hoots later on in the podcast.
All right.
We'll hoots, we love you. We should be there right now, actually, but we're doing a podcast, so yeah. So we got a room full of technicians here. Great guys. They're here hanging out with us, doing this podcast marathon that we're doing.
Yeah, who knows how long this is going to go? This is going to be interesting.
Oh, sure. By the way, thank you, Craig, for the TX whiskey.
Oh,
woo!
Thank you for the TX whiskey. Okay, let's back it up.
Everything
else. Because not only did he have an amazing food truck at Anson today, we went to the Dyer Estate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ranch. We got to talk about that, man. We just got back from the Dyer Estate, and I'm going to tell you, man. Yeah.
That thing was amazing.
I mean, I was blown away, man. The man cave that Craig has created there.
Great.
It's the man cave of man caves.
Great setup. I kept telling people, I don't know how he gets anything done. Because if that was my setup, you would probably never hear from me.
I wanted to move in that the little house they had.
Yeah, they got a little bunkhouse in the back.
I would have moved in there for sure. Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't know. Give me a tent. I would have maybe done that.
But yeah, I mean, that it was amazing. All the technicians there, we had just to name a couple. Race Abnew was there, Todd Zimmerman. Dave Strain,
Clifton Adams,
Matt Armaggio,
Jake Gearhart was there. Oh my God, Jake Gearhart going back and forth with Vince D'Alessandro's son.
That
on
was
the
TikTok.
Yeah.
That was great. Man. that shirt hilarious. He had on the little cat. That was great, man. That was fucking great.
He's hilarious.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That kid's got a future in PDR. I mean, he can talk to shit.
Absolutely, PDR. Man.
He could do a comedian too, maybe so, yeah.
But yeah,
he do it all.
That the after party was great today, man. I ain't gonna lie, that was awesome.
That was so
they had
much
barbecue.
Fun.
They had a food truck there. Well, basically it was a food truck, but they had a place. We got in line to get barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbecue. I didn't eat anything, but it was off the hook. Everybody was telling me like, man, food's amazing. So,
yeah, amazing. Yeah. I mean, you got a food truck at the shop, and then a food truck afterwards. Just amazing food.
It was just an amazing event all around.
Super well put together. And, I mean, listen, people. I'm just saying. I put them back with the best of them. And there was still beer there when I left. So.
Still beer. Full coolers.
Yeah.
Coors Light, everything you could think. They had a bar. I walked in, right?
Yeah.
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a bourbon connoisseur. I walk in. What do I see on the shelf? Angel's Envy Rye.
Boom.
That is not cheap shit. That's good shit. Okay? I'm going to say it. It's good shit.
High quality.
And I helped myself to a glass of it.
Good for you.
Southern hospitality. That's what it's about.
Good for you. Yes, sir.
But anyways.
All I did was drink Coors Light. But everything was top notch. And yeah, everybody... I mean, just everybody was there.
Man, I could name
PDR Tooltown Group there. Eddie, Daniel Grom,
John Renstrom,
Hudson Tansy,
of course Hudson Tansy,
Buck Jacknell,
the Bucknell,
Buck.
I like that guy.
Jack Bucknell is high quality.
What was that?
Michael Dugat.
Yeah.
Wade Hartley.
Yeah.
Was Keith there?
Yep,
I didn't
Keith,
even see
Keith
him.
Was there. Yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
even
I
see
talked
him.
To Keith.
Son
yeah.
of a dang
yeah.
it! I wish I could have talked to him.
Yep.
Sorry, Keith, I missed you.
Jim Mitchell was there.
Was Jim Mitchell?
Jim was not. He didn't. He couldn't make it. Jim, we love you, brother.
Well,
it's a story about we probably should share that.
Yes.
Story. Somebody thought Jim was there, and they had a conversation. They had a conversation with a guy that looked like Jim, and. One gym. We can't. We're not naming names. Nope. Can't do that. No,
but, no names will be named.
No. But this individual thought he was talking to Jim, and it actually turned out to be Phil.
For two hours.
And he thought it was Jim, and he said, Jim's here. And I'm like, no, Jim's not here. Jim, he couldn't
make
it.
That's hilarious.
So that is hilarious.
I want to cut to a blurred out pixelated, and I really thought it was Jim Mitchell, and I didn't know.
That's a great Hey, what's up, John Pack? I see you in there, dog. What's up, baby? Who we got in here?
Dario?
Dario? What's
what
up, Dario?
Dario?
What's happening?
Panics in the
house. You guys
house.
Are staying up late with us?
Oh, my God.
So, by the way, let's mention where we're at, John. We didn't even tell them where we're at. Listen.
Jellystone.
Jellystone. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo. I got a beer in my picnic basket.
Yep. That's where we're at. We actually, Yogi Bear paid us a visit today, actually.
You'll have to post that picture.
We will. He came by the cabin, and we got photos. We got photo evidence of.
I didn't see him. I don't
John
know.
Missed that. But,
I've seen the picture. I know what happened. I missed it, and I'm irate.
Right. Let's give a shout-out to Trey Scott.
Trey Scott
and Hannah.
Trey and Hannah. Yeah, they're giving away a light. For their new company, Tried and True.
Tried and True.
And Tried and True Hail Management. And they were going to give us the name of the winner. And
I think he did it on Facebook.
Did he do it?
I think so. He had told me he was going to do it on Facebook. Yeah. Okay. So that's cool.
Check it out. Hopefully you won. I don't know. But check out Tried and True. And if you need hail help, Hannah and Dre, very qualified.
Absolutely.
Super smart.
Yep, we've had a good time. We're hanging out here at the Jellystone. We're actually in John's room. We didn't even mention that. We're in John's cabin, actually.
Yes.
John's got a cabin. It's pretty sweet.
Yes.
It's got a big tub, a whirlpool tub.
According to the website, this is a premium cabin.
It is premium. It's got two bunk beds.
Two bunk beds.
And a hot tub.
Yeah, that's well, not it's a hot tub. It's a bathtub.
But you put hot water in its hot tub.
So. Perhaps. Somebody fill that up. I'm feeling frisky.
Right. So look, John, we are so fucking, we're just all over the place. We're just having so much fun. Let's start with last night. Okay. So Friday, I came in. I know you've been here since Thursday, but Friday I came in and we started doing a little drinking on the porch here. We got cabins. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we went to a bar last night.
We did?
Yeah. We went to a local Texas bar called Hoots. Shout out.
Oh, my.
Shout out.
Oh,
Hoots in Burleson, Texas.
Hoots was a
so when we pulled hoot. Up, I'm not trying to be this guy, but when we pulled up, I basically told everybody in the car, I saw the place, and I said, hey, guys, mind your fucking P's and Q's when we go in here, because I don't want to get in a bar fight. It just looked like a place you could get in a bar fight.
I mean, when you're walking up, it looks like a giant pole bar.
I was being Judge Judy.
Looks like a giant pole bar, right?
It does. It looks like a pole bar. I was being Judge Judy, and I apologize to Hoots. And we walked in. I'm going to tell you, that's some of the nicest people that you could be around here in Burleson. That was a great bar.
Yeah.
And then I saw Vince D'Alessandro hanging out in that bar.
Yeah. We were there for, whatever it was, 30-some-odd minutes, and then the whole crew came in.
Yeah.
Vince.
So when we saw familiar faces, we got a little more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of comfort.
And then we did a little drinking, some beer, some TX. I ordered some TX.
TX was highly available.
Right. And
we did it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a video of myself dancing with somebody. Don't remember that. But
I saw that actually. You were cutting the rug.
You was
cutting the mustard, man.
Texas two stepping, or I was doing my drunken version of it.
Right. Absolutely. So, anyways, man, we had a great night last night.
Dude, that was so fun. Great time. We got to hang out with everybody.
Hudson was there. Everybody was there, man. It's a good time. Yeah.
So much fun. And dude, you can smoke in that bar.
And that lit my world up because I was like, oh, I got a cigar in my pocket. I got a cigar in my pocket. Why would I not smoke in here? So I lit it up, and it was a pretty cool bar. I mean, good times, man. Good times.
Super good times.
Hell yeah.
Super good times.
Well, anyways, man, so we did that last night. This morning we got up. I felt like shit.
I felt, oh my God. I felt like
I got
run over by a hoot. I got run over by the hoot train.
And Matt Armaggio, let me tell you something about this guy, brings me a coffee this morning. Hey, Mike, you ready to go?
Armijo brought you a coffee?
He brought me a coffee. And I was like, wow. Wow.
Where is my coffee?
Oh, it's coming.
What is this?
Tomorrow morning?
All right. Matt just gave me a shot. I'm going to do it.
You going to do a shot?
Do I sip this or a shot?
What is that?
Yeah, maybe I do.
Is that moonshine?
Yeah, that is what that is.
Yeah, careful now. Careful now.
All right, now. I got moonshine in front of me now, so we're...
Easy, Tiger.
Wow. Wow. All right.
So you got your coffee.
I got my coffee this morning. Got going. Got fucking going. Got things moving. We showed up to the Anson event.
What time did y'all get there?
10:15.
Woo! Right on.
No, 10:14. 10:14. We were right there.
Fashionably late.
Yep.
Actually, 14 minutes.
When we pulled up, I thought we were the first people there. It was the parking lot was fucking packed as soon as we got there. Packed.
Dang.
So it was ready to go. Everybody was buying tools and everything was going on. And yeah, it was a good time.
So what did you experience when you got there?
Well,
I'm going to reach into my text and see what I can pull.
Pulled up and me and Matt. Oh, wait a minute. I'm backtracking. So me and Matt, Armaggio, we got into the 4Runner that I rented, and we had to get beer because we can't go to the Anson open house without fucking beer, right?
Fair enough.
So we go.
Sounds like our.
I'm thinking we got to get a cooler. We got to get ice. We got to get beer. So I was thinking. Matt goes, Mike, pull in that fucking 7-Eleven. So we pull in a 7-Eleven here in Texas, Burleson, and I go in. They have styrofoam coolers, they have cold beer, and they had ice, and they had these sweet cowboy fucking hats.
Dude, you guys were looking so slick.
Boom. And Matt got the sweetest one, by the way. He got the urban cowboy, fucking John Travolta urban cowboy shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, get in here, Matt.
Come on in. We got a whole room of guys. We're going to bring them all in here.
Look at that hat.
Look at that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
We walked in, city slickers. We walked out, cowboys, at the 7-Eleven.
Hot damn.
In Burleson, Texas. So we got Modelo. We got a couple cases. We took it to Anson and, started drinking about 10. We're the only Texans drinking. But, hey, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That's right.
That's what we do. We're not pussies. So,
I got a text from Chris Dale at about 11-something saying, you here? And then I got a text from Cliff at 12:42. You alive? Because hoots. I got caught up in the whirlwind of hoots. And I was a little bit late.
Fucking hoots.
I was a little bit late to Anson. And when I rolled in, I appreciate everyone's concern because they were all like, bro, are you okay? And I was like, not really. No. I'm not okay. But luckily, Matt Armijo gave me a Modelo. Armaggio.
Cologne by Armaggio.
And he was in a very sexy cowboy hat.
Yes.
And he said, you will drink this Modelo and you will feel better. And he couldn't have been more fucking wrong. Because I drank that Modelo, and I felt shittier than ever. And then I just proceeded to chug water. And it got better.
When you showed up, bro, I saw it. I said, John is hurting right now. I didn't even talk to you for like an hour. I'm going to leave him alone. He got bombarded.
Was so bad. Yes, I felt bad because I was. Seeing everybody, I seen Craig Dyer. I seen John and Maria Callen back.
Yep, John and Maria were there. Yep, I said hi to both of them.
You know, they're like, "Hey, John, how you doing?"
And MTE. It was like an MTE, but like a micro MTE. But I liked it. But it was still the hectic. You know what I'm saying? I walked in. It was a lot of people. You know, a lot of conversations.
Every time you turn around, there's somebody new to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we love. We love doing that. We're not complaining. We love that. I mean,
so cool.
That's what it's about. And Benny, go outside. Where's
we lost Benny?
Benny's gone. Oh, man. I want to bring Benny on.
Benny and the Jets. Benny's gone.
Benny. We got to talk about Benny. Great guy.
Benny Miracle, if y'all don't know.
Benny is a spark plug. Love that guy.
Got more energy than probably everybody in this room.
He joined us at dinner, and I talked to him at the show a few times. Benny brought the thunder. He brought the heat. So
yeah. After Anson, we went to have drinks and appetizers at that restaurant, and we're standing outside in the parking lot shooting the breeze before we got in our cars to leave. And what happened? A brand new Chevy
Texas truck. Imagine that. Texas truck.
Full of hail. Where's Benny? And Benny says,
he's right here.
I looked at him and I went, Benny, there you go. And he was like, on that dude, like white on rice. Right. He's like, hey, man, you know what? We got to get that hail fixed.
Guys, we have Benny right here with us.
Should we let him in? Get him in.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
Benny Miracle on the mic. Get on there.
Come on in there, bro. Benny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Welcome,
how you doing?
Welcome to the RWO PDR podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for being here, man. We, good times today, man.
Really good times.
Good times. What was your experience like at the Anson open house today?
Oh, my God. I got to see old friends like James Lee and, I don't know, just everybody. I got to meet some new people I follow on Instagram, and just, man, it was a blast.
Brotherhood.
I got to say something about our industry. Our industry is unlike any other. It's the camaraderie and everything about all the people and how much love there is in that one building, man.
It's unreal, isn't it? It's just something, man, you can't describe, man.
I try to describe it to people, and you know, you just have to witness it for yourself.
Right.
So
it always makes me wonder if detailers, window tinters, whatever, wheel repair, whatever, do they have the same kind of industry?
No,
I don't think so either. I think we have the special group.
Yeah.
We do in our industry and
the grind. We grind day in and day out.
That's what it's about.
And you know what?
To be that level of technician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And once you get that, then you're inside.
Yep.
Circle. What I love about these meetups, man. Anyone I've been to, it's just been a tech meetup, a MTE tool thing. Just the people you meet. I always meet someone and I always learn something. I learned shit, man. I learned a lot. I talked to Dave Streen tonight. Jack Bucknell. Yeah. I mean, we learned a ton tonight, man. Yeah. So,
and then all the tool vendors, man, everybody's cool and lets you try out their stuff.
Right.
To check out their stuff. And then, yeah, there's so many tools and yeah, I can never leave Anson without spending a whole bunch of money.
Right. Hell yeah, man.
But I support the cause.
Absolutely. Yeah. They were busy today.
Busy.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, I wish that was my cash register.
Well, Benny, let's not get too far ahead, man. Where are you from?
Well, born and raised in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Moved to Pennsylvania, started my PDR business, moved to Kansas, started it there, and then back in Washington State now and trying to do it again.
Hell yeah, man. Damn.
Chasing hail. I'm in Texas right now with you guys.
Hell yeah, man. Woo! Burleson, baby. So yeah, man. We got to meet you today, man.
Yeah.
Awesome time.
Yeah. Oh my God,
we had a good time.
You guys are really fun people
to hang out with, man.
I enjoyed it. Man, I'm still enjoying it.
Right. Well, hell yeah, man.
Hey,
we're drinking moonshine. We got TX. TX is gonna be my sponsor, I'm sure.
Yeah. TX.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, that was cool. All the shirts and all the new tools. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Can't wait to try out the new tools come Monday morning, man.
Right. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I bought a bunch of shit, too. Yeah. I can't even remember what I bought. I was throwing in a cart. They had these little baskets. I was just throwing shit in there. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I need this. You know.
Yeah, I got some tools in Willie Quick's truck right now, and then I got cool tools in the back of the freaking rig, and I just got tools everywhere, stickers, shirts, all kinds of stuff, man. But most of all, you know what? I had fun meeting you guys. You guys are just phenomenal people, and you know what? No, I'm just saying, I mean, spade's a spade. You guys are the most phenomenal people I've ever met.
Every time I meet
people, it just gets better and better.
I have had a great day today, man. The weekend's been awesome.
There we go.
A little TX, a little Texas
TX. Let's do it.
Yeah. Alex.
Cheers.
Come on, man. Get over here.
Alex is stepping up.
Yep. All right. Alex, you're next.
Hey,
buddy.
I'd like to introduce Alex.
I'll bring you back. I'll rotate y'all back in. Alex, come on in, bud. Come on in. Alex.
What's up, guys?
How you feel?
Feeling good.
Welcome to the RWO PDR podcast.
Nice to be here.
I'm Mike Gladwell.
Nice to meet
you, Mike. I'm going to be your host tonight.
Thank you.
This guy right here, I like this kid.
He's really chill.
No, so how long you been doing PDR, Alex?
I've been doing it since October practicing.
What's your full name? Tell your full name.
Alejandro Hungo Rodriguez.
God, that was beautiful, man. How do you say Gladwell like that?
Gladwell?
Yes. Glidewell. Kidding, man. So anyways, man, so how long, you said how long? Since October?
Since October.
Damn.
I've been practicing. And then just till this past Friday, I got a gig with Deadline. So,
okay.
Started since Friday.
Sweet, man. Sweet. Who trained you? Benny? Benny's working with
Benny's going to work with
work
me.
Work with you? Okay.
Cliff is going to work with me.
Okay.
And Jason's going to work with me.
Okay. Who trained you? Do you have?
Nobody.
Nobody. Really? Self-taught?
Self-taught. Actually, Jim Mitchell's Real World PDR.
RealWorldPDR.com, the industry's number one training site.
Sorry. Yep.
I thought I would plug in.
Go for it. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So you've been watching Real World?
Oh, yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yep. So you're on our Facebook group, right? Real World?
Okay. Real World.
And members only?
Yep.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yep.
Love it. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And not to mention, Alex was our DD tonight.
Yep.
What a good man.
Sober driver. Sober
what right a now. Good
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for getting us home.
Cheers.
Trying to make everybody home safe.
Right, right. So.
Except our kidneys.
But absolutely. So did you enjoy today, Anson?
Oh.
What did you think, Anson?
Awesome. I was like almost starstruck.
Damn.
Because everybody I see on Instagram was there in person. Except for you, Jim Mitchell.
I know, man. We missed. Well, yeah, there was a guy that looked like Jim Mitchell. That,
yeah.
But we won't go into that. But, yep. Yeah, man. That's awesome, dude. Wow.
So, yeah.
Great.
It was
you hung out with a lot of pretty much the industry
shows,
today.
Yeah.
You were around a lot of the you know, guys in the industry, girls in the industry. You met a lot of people. Did you meet anyone in particular?
Kind of everybody. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm real calm, so I don't really talk to nobody. Stay in the back. You can ask Matt over here, Mr. Armijo.
We're gonna bring Matt. We're gonna bring Matt on here. Just
hey, man, he'll tell you. Yeah. I'm a cool cat. Just relax.
Right.
Oh. So.
Well, Alex, brother, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You can call me anytime if you need advice on anything.
Will.
Jim would love to hear from you as well, I'm sure.
All right.
So,
sounds good.
No problem, bro.
Thanks.
All right, man.
For having me.
All right, brother. Next on deck, I'm bringing in the one, the only, the creator of Get a Grip Tools.
Oh, that's Benny. I was like, I'm getting excited. All right.
The man that's killing California with dent repair.
All right, here we go.
Oceanside, baby. Hey, fun fact about me, I lived in Oceanside a long time ago.
Yes.
But this guy owns Oceanside. It is Mr. Matt Armaggio.
Armaggio in the house.
Get Armaggio.
We're going to get this microphone nice and close.
Yeah, get it closer. Right. Get closer. Right. There you go. Yeah, you sound good.
What do you want to know?
What's up, brother, man?
Anson's kick ass.
Fuck yeah.
That place is huge.
Yeah.
And it's big. Like they say, first time I've ever been to Texas, and that place is big. Everything in Texas is large.
Yep.
And big.
Everything in Texas is apparently big. Apparently, the PDR tool shops have to be big because it was fucking big, and I loved it. Matt, how was your day today, man? What'd you think? What'd you think of the open house?
A lot of people. I want to say probably. I mean, I know you threw some numbers out earlier. I'm saying 500. 500.
It could have been. Yeah, yeah,
easily.
It was packed.
Right?
It was shoulder to shoulder at some point. I mean, it was packed. Yeah, I would think that too.
Two is two.
Right.
Anson killed it, dude. They've earned what they've, you know, what they put into that building, the time, energy. They deserve what they put into that thing.
Right,
that
right.
That was fucking awesome, dude. They killed it.
They, it was a, no, ex- I mean, everything was
so
great.
Work, they put so much work into that.
Dude. Right.
The last 6 months, they're like, once the building was up, and I mean, they killed it. And they're still not done.
You know, that place is awesome,
dude. Yeah, hell yeah. Well, let's backtrack, Matt. Let's talk about Hoots last night. Because that's what our listeners really want to hear. They want to hear about Hoots. So when you pulled up to Hoots, what'd you think, man? How'd you feel?
All right, well, we'll start from the beginning. So Hoots, as we're going there, it took us about, I don't know, 45 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
It was probably a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, yeah.
It took us 45 minutes to
arrive. She took us like some back road shit, dude.
Well, when we got there, Uber driver was like, you know what, you guys are from where, blah, 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 blah. I was like, all right, yeah. She's like, you guys need to go to a real Texan bar.
That's what she was saying, yeah.
So when we arrived to the actual bar, we pulled into the actual parking lot, she was like, all right, this is a real Texan bar. I was like, all
right. Right.
I got, like, you know, the approval from the Uber driver. That place was, like, approved. That was packed. That place was awesome.
Yeah. She was telling us about a bar. She was like, what kind of music you like? And I don't listen to country. Sorry, guys. No offense. I don't like country. And I like hip-hop. Whatever, rock music. And she was like, I said, she goes, you want to go to Hoots? And I was like, well, yeah, that's where we're going to go. She's like, ooh, I don't think you'll like the music there. I was like, really?
I think we should back up a little bit more.
All right, back up.
Back up. Let's go back to it. Right. This morning, we need ice and beer. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, dude, I think that we need some ice and beer. I'm like, yeah, sure. I think there's a store down the street. I'm like, no, 7-Eleven. And he's like, we go into a store and we get ice. We got a cooler and hats.
Right. That was like the fucking best. Dude, I was sitting there going, we got to go to this store. We got to go to that store. We got to go to this store. We got to go to Walmart, fucking Target, because we got to get all the shit. We go to 7-Eleven and we get fucking beer. We get ice. We get everything we need.
Everything we need.
But then I looked down and I saw cowboy hats.
Hee-haw.
This sweet hat right here that I'm going to wear to MTE. Yeah, right there. And we did it. We got ice, beer, coolers, everything we needed. One-stop shop at 7-Eleven in Burleson. Right? That's all it was about, man. So... But anyways, yeah, we're great weekend, man. Golf cart ride right. Earlier was amazing. Matt, it was like Mario Kart in a golf cart. It was kind of, yeah.
What did I say when I gave you the golf cart? I said no shenanigans. This
is your face. You pulled a bigger. Well, John, I mean, literally, I mean, Matt was pulled me up, like basically he was going to take me into the living room of the cabin. He was going to pull it in, but. It got a little tight. We couldn't fit it up there, up the porch. So, but yeah, golf cart shenanigans.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the podcast. Matt's off to John.
Matt is done.
Oh, no, that was it. The golf cart shenanigans ended your.
Not really.
Make it. We had insurance on it. It's good. We're fine. Hey,
I'm broke. I'm broke. I still love you. All right. Hey, get a grip, man.
Get a grip, bro. This is the Drunken Podcast.
Yeah, we're just doing it to do it.
Well, we got one more guest we haven't brought in yet.
Oh, we got.
Come on in.
Oh, you can.
I'm from Long Island.
Yeah, look at this guy. Forget about it.
I got a terrible accent.
He is the king of New York. Forget about it.
Come on.
He's got it all.
Get it, Chris.
The king of New York, Christopher Dale.
What's up, everybody? Got my next guest on. From Long Island, New York, I got Mr. Christopher Dale. What's up, Chris?
What's up?
Not much, man. Welcome to the RWO PDR podcast, the Drunken After Hours Anson PDR Open House podcast. Been a good time?
Fuck yeah.
So what'd you think today, man? How was the day?
It was impressive.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You drinking Bullet?
I found some of my carry-on bag.
Yeah, right. It's Kentucky shit. Anyways, so anyways, man, I had an amazing time today. What'd you think? Did you?
It's the shop was impressive.
Hmm.
The family is impressive.
Right. Just the, right. Absolutely.
And all the employees, you know, all the employees are really cool. Everyone you deal with over there.
Yeah, they were first. Everything was first class, man. Fuck even God. Vince D'Alessandro.
Vince is, maybe not him.
Well,
not
yeah,
him. Maybe not him.
Yeah. Shout out to Vinny. PDR Tool Time, shout out. Hey, let's give shout out to PDR. Let's podcast. Dents and Dreams, shout out. I'm going to take a sip of this moonshine. Hang on. Yeah. Woo! Okay. All right. Anyways, back to the show. So, yeah, I had a good time today. I bought a lot of tools. Did you buy any tools? What'd you get?
Yeah, a lot of things I thought were going to run out.
Okay.
I thought, like a fucking idiot, I thought they'd be open tomorrow. I'll pick up more stuff. I'm allowed to curse, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't. Yeah, this is uncensored.
All right. I thought they were open tomorrow. I didn't know that everything's closed, I guess, over here.
Right.
I was thinking I'd go back and get the bigger stuff tomorrow, but nope. They're closed.
No, it's Sunday, dude. They after today, they're not doing that. So. Yeah. But anyways, well, you know, we could have smooth-talked Vinny. He might have opened the store up, but
yeah, nah,
yeah, he wasn't feeling that. He laughed at us.
He made a big announcement. I'm like, yeah, you're open tomorrow. He's like, no, hey, everybody.
Right, we're not open.
We're fucking closed tomorrow. Yeah.
So anyways, did you meet anyone, any new friends, any connections, any networking? Who'd you talk to?
Anyone new?
Yeah.
Not really. Talk to everyone.
Other than me.
I'm a quiet. Yeah. I never met you. Yeah, I never met you until now.
Right.
No, most people I knew.
Yeah.
I'm quiet. I stay in the back.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
What was his name? Alex? He's real quiet.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, man, I mean.
It was fun.
Look, yeah.
That's why, I take the trip.
Absolutely.
Of course, you could just order tools online, but it's fun to come down and just hang out and drink and network.
Right. That's what it's all about, man. Yeah. All these workshops, the, you know, any get-togethers, MTE. Yeah. I guess you haven't been to an MTE yet, right?
Sure.
You have been. Okay.
Before I ever pushed it then, I was at
right.
Yeah, 2019.
Matt's having a good time, by the way.
I went to MTE before I signed up for training, and I trained, and then,
okay. You've been there. You know what's up. You know that. This was almost. Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Did it come out of your nose?
Guys, we're not even going to talk about what's going on in this room right now. It's not good. It's not good.
Check the Dead Reaper Instagram if you want to see. Jared.
Woo! Answer.
Get back on the track.
Hell yeah. Just get back on track. Yeah. But anyways, we went out last night. We went to Hoots. Great time.
So much more fun than I thought it would be.
It was, awesome. Yeah. I had a good time too, man. It was fun. Yeah.
Southern hospitality is real.
Yeah, it is.
You were stranded waiting for an Uber.
Real thing, yeah.
Oh, bars closed, gentlemen.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a hard time getting an Uber last night, and a bartender lady came over to talk to us. She felt sorry for us. She's going to call a taxi for us. She's going to do whatever.
Yeah, she
and
awesome.
She came over with two beers. She's like, what are you guys drinking? Just for our wait. So, well, that was pretty cool. So,
really cool.
Yeah. And then we went to the show today. Great day. And then we went to the after party. We went to Craig Dyer's house, which we talked about.
Beautiful.
Wow.
What a family.
I mean, man. I mean, amazing place.
They opened the doors to their business and then to their house.
We pulled up and basically it was like Anson at their house.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So, yeah, had a great time. And
probably 150 people there.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Mm, fucking awesome food too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. The barbecue.
Really
awesome.
Tri-tip. I did not.
That bacon.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Well, guys.
Had my all.
Podcast. No,
I'm gonna say it right now. I talked to those guys that did 36 hours.
I threw them some cash. I'm like, yo, good job. I slipped them 100. I'm like, here you go. Good job.
Damn. Hell yeah, man.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy worked. They worked hard today on the food. What was the guy's? What was his name? Did y'all catch his name? The guy that was cooking food.
Oh, the name of the there was no name, nothing on the
trailer. Well,
I know John, kid was there
John's
too.
Name. Yeah,
the kid, little kid was bullying me.
Yeah.
Basically, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely, it was a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah, they. The taco truck was awesome. Barbecue. I didn't eat anything, but it was. I heard it was off the hook. But
you
know,
eat any?
No, I was. I don't.
Both
yeah.
times you didn't.
Yeah, I ate the tacos. No, I tore them. I tore them fucking tacos up.
Yeah,
that shit was good. So
excellent. Not as good as the barbecue in Long Island, but
you know. Well, right. Well, guys, I think we're about to end the show. I think we have took up everybody's time. So, Jim, we miss you, bro. Let me bring John back in to close the show out.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna need a fresh beer.
Yeah,
before we end this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I need one too. We have any fresh beers?
I don't think there's any beers.
Oh, damn it! Well, we got TX.
Palm Beach.
Shit. Damn it.
We're going to figure
Gotta go to 7-Eleven. Gotta get the fuck to 7-Eleven.
I don't think that's an option right now.
I couldn't drive a hard bargain, much less a car.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well,
great times. Yeah. I got to say, man, big thanks to Anthony, everybody.
Wow.
Gold can, dude. This is like
banquet beer.
San Diego, that's like. Awesome.
Thank you, Matt Armaggio, for the beer. John beer
hey, Sam Elliott. Oh, that's a little fuzzy.
That's a good one.
Did you drop this one, too?
Two.
Well, again, guys, I want to give a shout-out to Craig Dyer and the whole family, Christina, Vince, Jack, Chris. I'll leave my out.
Biggs.
Cade.
Man.
Thank you, guys.
The whole Anson family did
what a great event.
Fantastic job.
And I want to say thank you to Jellystone Park. Thank you, Yogi Bear. What amazing. We met him earlier and we gave him a beer for his trip.
Have you guys ever given a mascot a beer before?
You know what?
Did he lift up his head and drank it in front of you?
No, he didn't. He wanted a beer, though, didn't he, Matt? He really wanted a beer. That was his payment for doing the photo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we're like, here.
What do you do with it? Did he just drop it in? Like, what do you do? Where do you hide a beer if you're a mascot?
He's going to drink that motherfucker, though. I know
what? Hell yeah, he was going to drink it. But where did he drink it?
Right. So
I want to see the head come up.
God damn. Yeah. What a great time.
And yeah, just cruising around on the golf carts, all that. It's so much fun.
So much fun, man. Dude, I love this place.
They have a fishing hole. You didn't.
I missed that shit.
There's a fishing hole way up over yonder.
They have a boat. It's like a pirate ship or some shit with water slides here and shit.
Yeah. They have
all
that.
This shit here, man.
I don't think the water park open?
I don't know. I've been too drunk.
Man, we went to the fishing hole Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Crystal and her kids and Nathan and Joe Hart and all those guys. We're out there fishing. That was fun.
Yeah. Buddy.
There's so much to do here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. If you guys ever in Burleson, Jellystone, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Yep. Super cool.
Absolutely.
Way cooler than I thought. And the rooms are nice.
This room. John, your room's not. Yeah, even though I got a smaller cabin, but it's pretty cool. It's good.
Yeah.
There's no mosquitoes or bugs. Ain't like it was a summer camp. So
yeah,
you know,
I don't have any problems with it.
Right.
Yeah. Super fun.
All right, guys, we're gonna end the show tonight. Vadim, thanks for.
Hey, thanks
out.
For having
Co-host
me on, man.
Appreciate you. Jim, buddy, sorry we missed you, man. Yeah, we love you, bro.
A single tear for Jim Mitchell. Hey, you know what? Fuck that. On my hotel room floor.
Pour out
a little liquor.
For the homies, yo. For the homies.
Jim, I fucking.
For the homies, yo.
We got to hang out. We got to hang out soon.
Hey, one more thing. I want to give a shout out to Carl Stuckey. I talked to him quite a bit today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't get
Carl
a chance
Stuckey
to talk
and
to
Tim Payne.
Vegas.
I love my Stucky mini lights.
I just bought one. I love it. Fucking love it.
Love those.
Yep. Got two big ones. I got two hail lights and a mini. I love it. But yeah, I mean, great time today. So yeah. And don't forget to listen to Dents and Dreams with this guy, John Vadim.
You don't want to hear that. Yeah. You just keep listening to RWO. That rambling nonsense. Nobody wants to hear that.
What is this bullshit?
Yeah, your iCloud's kicking in. All right. We're maxing out the memory.
Yeah, guys, we're awesome. Going to close the show out.
Kick ass.
Matt Armaggio, Chris.
Chris.
Benny was in the house.
Miracle.
Cliff Ramden, he was here.
Cliff was here. He left.
Gone. I don't know.
Big shout out to Cliff. I love that kid.
Thank you. Oh.
Stolen?
Yeah. Yep. We're done. We're going to close the show out. Hey, shout out realworldpdr.com, the industry's number one training site. Respect the crowns. And don't forget about dentmatepro.com, your simple solution for invoicing and estimating. You guys know you or Australia? Don't forget about dentmate.com.au. All right, guys. And don't forget about Get a Grip. Get a grip.
What's the website?
Getagripnow.com.
Best umbrella in the PDR.
Absolutely.
Game.
It'll keep you from getting sunburnt when you're working. And it'll. Does a lot of shit. And it holds your heat gun for you.
Love that thing.
And don't forget about the Reapers. Don't forget about dentreapertools.com. You can get those at A1. Anson, of course.
You can get them at Anson
right.
Now, too.
And we leaving anything
they
else?
They got the hub tools. So, I don't know. Dentreaper.com.
Yep. Dentreaper.com. All right, guys. RWO. Full life. Peace.
Broadcast.
And our sponsors for the show,
realworldbdr.com, respect the crown,
and dentmatepro.com, your simple solution for invoicing and estimating. And for our Australia techs, don't forget dentmate.com.au for your estimating and invoicing needs. Don't forget to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And go to our Facebook page and Instagram, the RWO PDR Podcast. RWO, the real world order, for life.